"Hi, Pony Boy." Randy looked uncomfortable standing in the doorway. "Hi, Randy," I said. "Have a seat if you can find one." Books were lying all over everything. He pushed a couple off a chair and sat down. "How you feeling? Cherry told me your name was on the school bulletin." "I'm okay. You can't really miss my name on any kind of bulletin." He still looked uncomfortable, although he tried to grin. "Want a smoke?" I offered him a weed, but he shook his head. "No, thanks. Pony Boy, one reason I came here was to see if you were okay, but you... we... gotta go see the judge tomorrow." "Yeah," I said, lighting a cigarette. "I know. Hey, holler if you see one of my brothers coming. I'll catch it for smoking in bed. My dad says for me to tell the truth and nobody can get hurt. He's kind of upset about all this. I mean, my dad's a good guy and everything, better than most. And I kind of let him down being mixed up in all this." I just looked at him. That was the dumbest remark I ever heard anyone make. He thought he was mixed up in this? He didn't kill anyone. He didn't get his head busted in a rumble. It wasn't his buddy that was shot down under a streetlight. Besides, what did he have to lose? His old man was rich. He could pay whatever fine there was for being drunk and picking a fight. "I wouldn't mind getting fined," Randy said. "But I feel lousy about the old man. And it's the first time I've felt anything in a long time." The only thing I'd felt in a long time was being scared. Scared stiff. I'd put off thinking about the judge and the hearing for as long as I could. Soda and Derry didn't like to talk about it either, so we were all silently counting off the days while I was sick, counting the days that we had left together. But with Randy sticking solidly to the subject, it was impossible to think about anything else. My cigarette started trembling.
"I guess your folks feel kind of awful about it, too."
"My parents are dead. I live here with just Derry and Soda, my brothers." I took a long drag on my cigarette. "That's what's worrying me. If the judge decides Derry isn't a good guardian or something, I'm liable to get stuck in a home somewhere. That's the rotten part of this deal. Derry is a good guardian. He makes me study and knows where I am and who I'm with all the time. I mean, we don't get along so great sometimes, but he keeps me out of trouble, or did. My father didn't yell at me as much as he does."
"I didn't know that."
Randy looked worried. He really did. A soche, even. Worried because some kid greaser was on his way to a foster home or something. That was really funny. I don't mean funny. You know what I mean.
"Listen to me, Pony. You didn't do anything. It was your friend Johnny that had the knife."
"I had it." I stopped him. He was looking at me strangely. "I had the knife. I killed Bob." Randy shook his head.
"I saw it. You were almost drowned. It was the black-headed guy that had the switchblade. Bob scared him into doing it. I saw it."
I was bewildered. "I killed him. I had a switchblade, and I was scared they were going to beat me up."
"No, kid, it was your friend, the one who died in the hospital."
"Johnny is not dead." My voice was shaking. "Johnny is not dead."
"Hey, Randy."
Derry stuck his head in the door.
"I think you better go now."
"Sure,"
Randy said. He was still looking at me kind of funny.
"See you around, Pony."
"Don't ever say anything to him about Johnny,"
I heard Derry say in a low voice as they went out.
"He's still pretty racked up, mentally and emotionally. The doc said he'd get over it if we gave him time."
I swallowed hard and blinked. He was just like all the rest of the Socias. Cold-blooded mean. Johnny didn't have anything to do with Bob's getting killed.
"Pony Boy Curtis, put out that cigarette."
"Okay, okay." I put it out. "I ain't gonna go to sleep smoking, Derry. If you make me stay in bed, there ain't anywhere else I can smoke."
"You're not gonna die if you don't get a smoke. But if that bed catches on fire, you will. You couldn't make it to the door through that mess."
"Well, golly, I can't pick up, and Soda doesn't, so I guess that leaves you." He was giving me one of those looks. All right," I said. "That don't leave you. Maybe Soda'll straighten it up a little." Maybe you can be a little neater, huh, little buddy?
He'd never called me that before. Soda was the only one he ever called little buddy.
Sure, I said. I'll be more careful.